Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, this is gold. Owen Schroyer, live at the border with some leftists, talking about evil America is, how the border should be wide open, 600 million replacement migration. Back to Owen Schroyer live. Let her talk, Owen. Let her go for 5 minutes. Owen Schroyer.
Over there. Yeah, Bill Clinton. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I don't buy into the two-party system at all. They're both equally responsible for destroying the economy in Latin America, and now we have people who are suffering that are trying to find a better way of life, which your ancestors did, which my ancestors did. And they're not doing it to come and spread some violence like a lot of administrations are trying to make us believe. They're trying to find a better life. We cannot survive without migrants working in these farms. I'm curious to know what happens in Florida now that it's illegal for migrants to work in these farms. Like, that's where we get our food. In every single kitchen, it's migrants. It's people who are building the infrastructure. Who built this wall? Migrants. So why don't we try to find a way to allow them to come in and work? And that's what's happening right now. We're trying to find that way.
So these people are coming here to work?
Yes.
Really?
Have you not met any migrants? Have you had a conversation with one migrant?
They hang out in the streets, and they get free meals, and they get free clothes, and they get free shelter paid for by the U.S.
taxpayer. I'm asking you, are you having face-to-face conversations?
So that's not happening.
Are you having face-to-face conversations?
So who's funding?
Are you having
who's funding the illegal immigration pipeline? Who's funding it?
Look how much space there is here.
I keep his space. I don't understand the Spanish.
This is crazy, Alex. Now everybody's over here. We can't even have this. Actually, I think we would agree on a lot. I think we were getting a lot. We're both getting a little hyper right now. Now people are trying to shut down this conversation. I agree that Central American countries are devastated. Yes, that's by some of the U.S. Foreign policies. I will agree with that. I will agree with that. Some of that also has to do with their own policies, like communism. And so that's a problem, too.
Owen, who is this guy trying to stop you from talking? The white guy right here. Who is this guy?
People aren't coming in here.
Why don't you open your door and let them?
Well, I would if I had the capacity, because if you're...
So if you, well, how do we have the capacity?
You're someone that has a home.
We've got $30 trillion in debt.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to get into an argument here, okay?
No, it's an interview. Tell them it's an interview. Tell them you're illegal aliens, Owen.
No se donde estoy. Well, because then I can maybe get free stuff and just walk across the border and be allowed just hands on.
Bring up the fact that the UN shut down the third world for 2 years with lockdowns.
I talk to people in El Paso that don't want this to happen.
There are some people that don't, you're right. But whatever donations are happening are coming out of the goodness of people's hearts, and I don't know why you can be so hateful to
them. Explain to her that the left cut off the food supply with the lockdowns and caused this.
Community centers, El Paso's come together. Not everyone's cool with it, but the people who are finding it in their hearts to help. People who have less privilege than you do walking around yelling at
everyone. Hold on a second. So the city of El Paso just is donating money that pays for all these border agents?
No,
exactly.
Not.
Who pays for it? The U.S. taxpayer.
Yes,
right, but you're paying for border agents to keep them out. Why are you
they're not keeping them out. That's my point. They're letting them in.
They're not letting them in.
Owen, bring up the U.N. lockdowns causing the collapse of the third world.
Did you guys like the COVID lockdowns? Well, that caused a lot of this immigration too, because it destroyed third world countries.
Happens every year.
So how about this? Hold on, let's try to find something we agree on. Because I think we could. I agree. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats. That's why I voted for Trump, because clearly both parties hate him. But the point is, we both agree there's a uniparty system. So do we both agree that there's somebody controlling the whole overall status? Is there a global agenda that this is all a part of, or is this just a humanitarian thing we should let in as many people and pay for all of it?
I don't think we're paying for all of it. I think there's definitely, it's more complicated than that. You know that this is actually going to be used to get more money funneled into Homeland Security. More money funneled into...
Yeah, to open the border.
It's not Homeland Security. It's the illegal immigration pipeline. They're not stopping people from coming in.
They are stopping people from coming in. It's really hard.
Do you realize that every year... Hold on a second. Can I say something real quick? I want you to respond to something. Every year that Joe Biden has been in office, there has been a record number of illegal border crossings.
Because of Title 42. That migration influx would have happened throughout these years if it wasn't for Title 42.
No, it's
Title 42.
Flood.
So Title 42 was... was helping people come in, but now that Title 42 is up, everybody's coming in more?
It was stopping people from coming in. Right?
You're not aware of it? Exactly. So there you go. So that's a good thing. That's what we want.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you can see Owen Schroyer's at the border arguing with some mindless leftist woman that just thinks open borders is a great thing, the New World Order is good, it's all great. This is the idiocy. She won't notice the crime exploding. She won't notice the energy being cut off. The same people destroying our country at every level have told the world to come here. They're going to get free stuff, have a new permanent underclass that will vote for what they want and what they do. Owen is deep in a debate with her. This will probably go on for hours. Contact our crew. Tell them move on, or I can't go back to them, okay? He's got his earpieces out. They can't hear me. We're going to leave this now because the woman just... Okay, Owen. All right, folks, we are back live. Quite a circus going on here right now. That lady would not listen to any questions. She would just yell and scream over and over again. We're going to leave Owen here in a few minutes. He can walk around and talk to some more folks if he wants. That woman did not want to have a conversation. She loves the open borders, the fentanyl, the mass death, the transgenderism, the UN running the collapse of our border at every level. But Owen, let's just move away from those people. I want to find out about... The media producer coming over and telling you to shut up, even though there's no story there. The state police, the Border Patrol came over and said, we don't want to fight here. You were just having a debate. But, I mean, talking to that mindless woman, then walk around and give us more of a tour of what's going on.
You know, Alex, I don't really know how to explain that other than I guess people aren't used to normal people. I guess people aren't used to people that actually just want to talk and care about things. We're all just supposed to show up, get in line, do our role, and then go home, and the day is done. We'll do it again tomorrow. No, that's not how humans behave. That's how slaves behave. Not how free men behave. That's how slaves behave. So it's a little odd that people try to come over here and stop a conversation. I believe this. We need more of this. Even if me and this woman disagree, we'll find something we agree on, but coming together and having the conversation, having the discussion, even if it gets heated, we need more of that, Alex. This is why the country is so divided. We won't even talk to one another. We just want to get in our lines, assume all these other things about the other side, and never actually come together to talk. This is why they're canceling presidential debates. This is why they won't allow even local politicians to have debates anymore. But that's why when we come to these events, everybody wants to look at us and put the cameras on us and act like we're the big story. No, the story is 6 million illegal immigrants since Joe Biden got into office.
Well, it's way more than 6 million because 80% you get past them, so it's about many times that. But Owen, just Owen, just for a second, let's relax for a minute. I love the lady saying Mexico has failed because of America. Venezuela has failed because of America. No, it's the communism. It's the socialism. It's the corruption. If we're the bad country, why are they all trying to get into it? They don't understand it was our limited freedom. Wasn't perfect, but way better than theirs that created the wealth. They're not going to get it. They just want to feel good. and go with the corporate media. She's not smart enough to realize if ABC News and CNN and NPR is on your side, that's all funded by the globalists. She can't understand that. So you can't waste your time on her anymore. You know, she wouldn't listen to questions. She wanted to just shout at you. But separately, what are you guys planning to do next? You want to give us another tour, maybe wheel the camera around so we can see what's going on there on the border?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to see here. We were expecting, we were told there was going to be a press conference. That was, I guess, just an outright lie. And then they told us that we were going to be able to see, I guess, some of the buses of the illegals coming through this little walkway right here. Here, let's walk over here and show them. Through Gate 42. That drone footage that we showed you earlier was from Gate 42. So that was right above this fence, that footage you rolled earlier, Alex. The footage that you rolled yesterday was from Gate 40, so an entirely different gate. So it's like what we're talking about with the migrant valves, right? Okay, run them into Gate 40. All right, shut that valve out. Run them into Gate 42. Okay, shut that valve off. So they're going
to. And I love, Owen, how they've got little yellow tape up for citizens to stay in, all their little borders. But the illegals can do whatever they want.
Come on, look at this border right here. Come on, get the camera close. I want you to see this border. This is what a border is like right here. And I can't cross this border, right? I'm a dirty American journalist. I'm not allowed to cross this border. But that actual border, that one you can cross just fine, Alex. It's all fine and dandy. But, hey, we're here to document it. That's what we're doing out here. And I think the world is waking up, Alex. And I think Americans are waking up. It's too overwhelming. It's too ridiculous. We're not getting any real question and answers. We're not getting any press conferences. The White House tells us the border is closed. Anybody who lives in reality knows that's a lie. So they're not going to get away with this forever. Hell, Trump went on CNN last night and got a standing ovation. I mean, they can't bury this forever. And I'm expecting them to steal it for Biden again. Trump will get 90 million votes. Biden will get 90 million and one. You know, they'll all come in at 3 a.m. in the morning, and the media will celebrate saying, look,
well,
we
sure,
Trump
but well, what I wanted you to say to her, I know you tried, but she wouldn't shut up, is the U.N. says they did lockdowns to collapse the third world, to flood us with hundreds of millions of people that they control as a permanent underclass. This is a military operation. We're not against the poor people they're using, but they're being used as a weapon. Like I say, I'm not against water. Love a cold glass of water, need to live. But if a dam breaks and it floods and kills me, then I'm against water. And that's what's going on here, Owen.
Yeah, and I believe it was either, I think it was Thomas Sowell or Milton Friedman, I can't remember, one of the famous economists said, if you want to have an open border, you can't have a welfare state. If you have an open border and a welfare state, total collapse. Total collapse within a decade. That's where we're at now, Alex. And that's where we're at now. It's no secret Americans are having a harder time financially than they were just 5 years ago. It's not a secret. Everybody knows that. It's widely reported that that's going on.
And I agree. Look at this NGO behind you. She's powerful. She's allowed to walk around anywhere. Why don't you go walk
up? She has the power. She has the power.
Why don't you go walk up and give us a tour and to talk to some Border Patrol?
Where do you want me to go, Alex? To the fence?
Wherever you want.
All right, we'll walk over here and they'll tell me to stop, but we'll go, let you know. Maybe they'll say hi to you. Do you think they'll say hi to you, Alex?
Yeah,
there's no border. Actually, see, this is an open border here. See how I'm able to walk right through the open border there? See, there was no tape there, so this is now an open border. Are we expecting a press conference today, guys?
I don't know about a press conference.
No? Are we going to be seeing buses come through this gate or anything, do you know?
We're hoping that will be happening
soon. Oh, okay. So, and are these the people that are getting processed in Juarez? And then they're coming into the Texas side?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know who's on the buses coming in?
I don't know about any operations.
You don't know about any operations, but you're expecting a bus to come through here. And
why is this in a different country?
Okay. So, yeah. So, but where are the buses coming from then?
U.S. side.
So the buses are coming from the U.S. side through that gate?
To pick them up.
Right. So are there buses coming through here or not?
They're going to come from this side over here.
And are those illegal immigrants that are going back?
No. We'll get more comments.
Buses come from the U.S. to pick them up and take them across, Owen.
Okay, well, he's saying they're not going to go pick illegal immigrants up, Alex. So that's just not happening. I guess it's just not happening, Alex. There is no illegal immigration. There weren't thousands of people in El Paso. There's no busloads. The border is totally secure. It's a freaking clown world, man. So that's fine. America can collapse. People will lose their pensions. People will lose their Social Security. It'll be a third world in every downtown city. You'll be lucky if you can afford land out in the country. And, hey, that's fine. That's fine. Let's play games. Let's play games over semantics, and let's play games over whether there's an open border or not. I mean, it's a clown world game, Alex. So we'll just continue to watch America fall under Joe Biden. And some people will choose to still play games, and other people will get sick and tired of it and stand up and try to do something right to fix it. But that's what you get. That's what you get, Alex.
All right, Owen, you've got a lot of great work to do. Amazing job, you and the crew, posting over 30 reports. My only frustration is some get 300,000 views, some get 10,000 views. They all need to go viral. They're at Infowars.com and Band.video and on the Border Collapse page at Band.video. Owen, be safe, brother. We'll continue to track this. I know you're going to be back on your own show at 3 p.m. Central today there on the ground. It's going to be crazy. God bless you, and you guys be safe.
Thanks, Alex.
What a circus. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and open the phones up for the balance of the hour on any issue, any topic, first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree, have a question, have a comment, want to yell at me. It's a total free-for-all, but each caller gets 60 seconds. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your phone calls straight ahead. InfoWars live at the collapsed U.S. border. We are inside the new...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
So
just to tell you, because I was the person who gave the Club of Rome the first big platform. I share with you the concern, and I think we can solve those issues only if we repair our global architecture and our global system.
You know, anyway you slice it, this is a humanitarian crisis. I mean, what's going on here is these people have paid the cartels or have smuggled themselves over, and they're actually now, believe it or not, on American soil. All of the people you've seen in there are actually now in America. And so they are now waiting to go to a processing center. So this is what it looks like, AOC, out here with your beautiful Biden. This is how Biden treats his people. These are on American land right here. And this, if you thought the kids in cages were bad, this is what you have now under the amazing Biden industry here. What's going on with the Biden? I can barely talk. This is f***ed up, man. This is what... These people are technically on American soil now, so this is... You could call it a camp, right? But does anybody care? Does the left care? No, they don't care. Meanwhile, these people are going to wait with their kids, with no toilets, with nothing, no food. I don't see any food cooking over there. There's a couple of Christians here handing out water bottles, okay? So they're going to wait, and they're going to be slowly processed through the processing center. And whether Title 42 is going to change it or not, in reality, Title 42 is not the answer here. The answer is we need to stop telling everybody there's an open invite. The reality with all of this asylum used to mean you were being murdered in your country, not I'm broken, I want to come here. A lot of these people may have had somewhat decent lives, they seem to have okay clothing, but they've taken it upon themselves to come all this way because they believe they're going to get this carrot at the end of this struggle and this trek. And meanwhile, the people have got to go through the cartels. We've all heard about the kids being raped. Now they're sleeping on the side of the road in this freaking cage right here. And does AOC care? AOC, are you going to come down here? What are you going to do about this? This is your country now. You're running things. How is this how you...
Pretty bad, dude.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. We've got loaded phone lines, and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on behind the scenes with my crew. I was talking to the crew in El Paso with some crazy stuff going on. We're trying to deal with it right now, so I apologize that I was running that tape. It's just that it's a full-time job. This is an insane asylum. I'm not just some talk show host that gets up here and covers topics. I've got 20 irons in the fire, and I'm not bitching. I'm just saying sometimes you got to bear with me. We got loaded phone lines. Tom, Max, Sam, Tim, Rex, Caroline, Henry, Doug, Sean, Andrew, we're all going to get to you guys in short order. But I wanted to air a very important clip here that I saw on the list today that I intended to play. So I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to read this and I'm going to find it. We're going to air it. Sorry, I can't hear you in my earphones. Yeah, so that'd be special report one. I was busy doing administrative stuff during the break, and I said, I want that special report to air. And so we're going to air that report. But listen, this is what the end of the world looks like. This is just the beginning of the end of the world. I mean, the globalists are not in control, but they're in control. They're not controlling what's happening, but they're able to mess stuff up more. They're able to stay in power over us and do worse and worse things to try to control us. When all they had to do was give us prosperity and leave us alone, they'd be in charge of it. But they can't help it. They want that power over children. They want the power for Macron in France to put up state-sponsored giant paintings of bound children being raped by adults. And Chelsea Clinton saying, I'm going to force your kids to take shots, and we're going to make them read books about how they should have sex with adults. I mean, I don't want to be talking about this. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking, I had two breakfast tacos this morning, and I'm hungry. But see, to them, they have a hunger for something else. So here's the report I was talking about, and we'll come back with your phone calls here on the other side. But that's their plan, is to demoralize us so much with their evil that we give up. And when I'm telling you that, I'm telling myself that. Because I'm just like you. I am just like, what in the world is going on here? This is beyond insane. Well, these are insane people. This is who they are. So just recognize that's who they are. It's what they're going to do. It's like a scorpion and the toad. Here's the report. We'll come back with your calls. It's called the Great Reset, tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. I've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying And the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, they're about to have nuclear war. I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. But this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand. People are already starving to death by the hundreds of millions right now. You never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses starving to death, begging for God to help them.
And no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything.
And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it. But God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what had seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really reckless. Last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the platform didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, or back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Another time.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His life was green and good.
And then the Christmas act.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Drew Hernandez is a great talk show host, a great pastor, and a hammer of truth. And I can't wait to hear him in the next hour when he takes over. He pulled an all-nighter on the Arizona-Mexico border last night, has had no sleep, and shot a lot of the footage you're seeing right now with drones. He takes over next hour. All right, we got loaded phone lines. Let's take your phone calls right now. Tom in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I called you last year, and we talked about 7 or 8 asymmetric wars that I said we're in. It's a long 5-minute call. At the end, you asked me if I was in military intelligence, but I'm not. But I've still been working on this, and our company does military-inspired security stuff, and I want to. But that's not why I called. I called to tell you that you and Drew Bennett, you and Scott Bennett, a couple of days ago, had some real important solutions and things that we can do, need to do. What I've been working on is the tool, the infrastructure.
The Scott Bennett interview yesterday was really important.
Yeah, there's things in there that are great examples of a tool that I want to put on the web, and it's a push tool that's out there with 7 blocks that show you the asymmetric wars. The important thing is to come up with the right metaphor that'll get people out of their chair and go do something.
Yeah, because so folks need to know they're going to lose everything if they don't get engaged now.
That's right. So, like, for example, one of the metaphors is if you're a mama bear and at school and the kids you're worried about, there's a flotilla out there, and you need to get in a boat, and it can be your only boat, but when you get out there in the water, you're going to see all these other boats. So a flotilla is one of the metaphors I'm working on. But the most important part of this is Reed's Law. That's an MIT IT.
Let's go back to your flotilla metaphor. It was like that famous boat lift that happened in the beginning of World War II when they drove the British Expeditionary Force at Dunkirk into the ocean. And people didn't even get orders. They all got their small boats that came across and saved a few soldiers apiece, but literally almost saved the entire army, 90%, that the Germans were going to kill because they didn't listen for orders. They did the right thing. The flotilla analogy is key.
Oh, absolutely. It's good. And it's more well-known than most people know about. They talk about the brown water flotilla. That's a flotilla that occurs inside a country. It's not out on the ocean. But when you get out there in that boat, you're going to see all these other boats, and you're going to see some that are getting bigger and bigger.
That's right. Until you engage and get in the war, you don't know how much we're fighting.
So Reed's Law says that this huge distribution of people that don't know each other, they will coalesce and become a network if they get 2 things, if they get coordination and communication. So that's what we're putting together in this app. I'm not starting an organization or a .org or anything. I'm providing this app for counties. And I want to have 1 app in each county. We may have 3,300 apps we could have, but we won't. We may have 1,500.
Well, brother, when you launch the app, call us again. We'll have you on as a guest. I got to give you each caller just a few minutes. We'll get everybody. I appreciate you. Max in New York. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Max.
What's up, Alex? I'm just calling because I find what's going on in the border absolutely disgusting. I feel like these people are taking opportunity from the people who are doing immigration legally. It's an infiltration of America. It could be.
Do me a favor, listeners. I'm not mad at you because I don't want to cuss too. Tons of bitches. But the problem is we got to delay that, and then all the radio stations that don't hear what you have to say. So let's just not cuss. Okay, go ahead.
I got you. I apologize for that, Alex. I was just saying, because what if China just decides to send people to Mexico to just cross over our border?
Oh, it's a perfect military infiltration. I don't think it hasn't already happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. And what can we, the people, do about it?
We have a captured government. We should impeach Joe Biden right now. The Republicans should have their phones flooded. There should be peaceful protest. Biden has violated the Constitution. The federal government's main job is to protect the border, and they've not done it.
Yeah, that's crazy. But is there anything? I believe you. I really do. But is there anything we can do? Because I know the American people are sick of it.
Brother, just keep speaking out and keep spreading the word and keep supporting those telling the truth. But, I mean, it's a screw job. Our federal government's captured.
Yeah, well, that's all I had to say, Alex. Thank you for your time. I'm a big supporter, big fan. I just had some Turbo Force Plus. I'm feeling the energy.
Love you, brother. Thank you. Tim in California, you're on the air.
Alex, it's an honor.
Honor.
And shout out to Owen and the crew at the border for an outstanding job so far this morning. You know, when you go to a crime scene or you see the old black and white dragnets, when they photograph the crime scene, they'll put a dollar bill down so that when they photograph it, you'll know how big or how small it is. So right now, as the dam's about to break, I think it's important to take a photograph first so that we can see the before and after. And right now, under the Biden administration, the amount of illegals that have crossed the border, even by the testimony of our own government, this would be our 17th largest state. And
well, that's
that
right.
Means if I started,
coming across the border is three Chicagos a year.
And in fact, if you take the top 10 largest cities in America, if you begin with city number 6 and go through 10, you have to combine them to add it up. And that would be Philadelphia, San Antonio, San Diego, Dallas, and San Jose. If you combine all those, that's how many people have crossed since Joe Biden came in.
That's right. That's a conservative estimate, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. No.
It's the, end of the country because these folks aren't going to have jobs. They'll all be Democrat-controlled on welfare and a time bomb. I mean, this is insane. And they go, oh, be nice to them. We're not against them. The globalists shut them down for 2 years and made them come here. The point is they're here.
Well, and just you think about every state out there that if I just start rattling off their names, you know, they've overpassed the whole population of your state, people in Colorado, people
and
in Alabama.
And these illegals all have cell phones hooked to the UN and the State Department, Democratic Party, to be controlled by them. They have no jobs. They have no future. They just like Europe, they brought in a group totally under their control.
There's just so many things I could go off on a tangent, but we're talking about this today, Alex, and I'm just so glad I had a chance to speak with you, and I thank you for all that you do.
God bless you. Thank you, Tim. Rex in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, que pasa, compadre? Augusta Comp said demographics is destiny, and I think that's what's going on here. And I was wondering if this BBB Biden border blitzkrieg is just like a Illuminati refilling of the American herd after their COVID harvest, healthcare, hospital, Holocaust with bonus boosters.
No, I agree. Kill a bunch of people, bring in the new slaves.
Yeah, because the previous citizenry, were not voting right and, you know, have the correct beliefs, so they had to go. And I think this is dangerous in light of coronavirus because after these different genetic haplogroups come in, they can make a new designer genetically modified virus to attack white people as the previous virus was in Ukraine attacking Slavic people.
There's no doubt there is an attack on humanity right now, brother.
And then this, for me personally, reminds me a lot of what my relatives from Serbia, former Yugoslavia, had to deal with, that a bunch of, you know, over there, a bunch of...
They brought a bunch of Muslims in, and then the UN bombed you when you fought them.
Exactly. So I think that's what the plan is for us, you know, because they always say Europe's about 5-10 years ahead. Marie Le Pen said that it's basically like a Nazi occupation right now in Paris.
That's it. That's God bless you. Great point, sir. Thank you, Rex. More calls straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low,
low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Convince people about the New World Order cutting off your power, dissolving your border, and killing your kids with fentanyl or cutting their penises off. You got a front row seat to it now, ladies and gentlemen. They wanted us to be shut down way before they did this, but we're on air while they're doing it. Our credibility goes way up, which gives us a chance to stop it. But man, do I wish we stopped before it happened. People ask, how do I feel every day vindicated? I don't feel good. No. I try to stop this, but I'll be honest with you. Until about the last year and a half, I had this huge weight on me that because we had a chance to stop this, and I was just like so upset. And now I'm like, I've done my job. We've been vindicated. We'll try to stop the next level of tyranny, but the weight's off my shoulders. My main primary mission is complete. Still got a lot of important work to do, but now it's up to you folks because you're toe-to-toe with the globalists now. The defense shields went down. They took over, and we're in the hands of evil right now. Total evil. Total evil. Total evil. Total evil. All right, Henry in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing all right, brother.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith that this will connect, but on a personal level, I hope there's someone in your life who, like, truly cares about you and wants to help you. You're hurting a lot of people constantly. And for margins of no gain, and for people who will not.
Hold on. I'll give you the floor, but quantify. I'm against nuclear war with Russia, bad guy.
Yes.
Against fentanyl, bad guy. It's pedophilia, bad guy. I get it. It's open borders, bad guy. Mm-hmm. You just say, I'm hurting a lot of people, and you hope I have love. I had put them on hold. I had the most amazing grandmothers. I had the most amazing grandfathers. I have incredible parents. I have millions of people that love me. You say you hope I've got somebody loves me. God loves me. I could be alone in a jail cell. I know God loves me. So that little leftist tactic of I'm hurting immeasurable people. Am I running the New World Order? No, no, no. According to Henry, it's me. I'm hurting people. How am I hurting people, Henry?
Am I off hold?
You know you're off hold. I just talked to you. How am I the bad guy? Tell me how you're the liberal authority, Henry.
I'm not a liberal authority. And
you just said I'm hurting people.
Hey,
how
am I hurting people?
Answer the question.
Tell you.
If you make charges, tell me how I'm doing it. No, Henry, how am I hurting people?
I'm not bitching at the crew. I'm not bitching at the crew.
You're not? Oh, we're not talking about the crew. Who did Alex Jones hurt? Tell me how I'm bad.
You're dehumanizing entire bodies of people. People who
put them on hold. So the globalists collapsing the third world with years of lockdowns to organize them and flood us with an attack. They're not. Is the UN bad? Were the lockdowns bad, Henry?
Yes, 100%. You're not going to get me to disagree with anything about that. But you, as an individual, are causing immense damage to the way that people relate to each other. And the way that you relate to yourself, and it's very clearly visible in the way that you operate, in the way that you facilitate the relationships that you have. Look at the people coming to your support. No one. Have a good day.
Look at the people coming to my support? I've successfully, like Tucker Carlson, stood up against the New World Order because our listeners and viewers have supported us. You heard the leftists. You're alone. No one's supporting you. No one's with you. Really? Who's going to InfoWarsStore.com today to get great products that enrich your life and keep us on air? Symbiotic relationship. He's calling in to say, no one's with you. You're alone. You're failing. No one loves you. That's always a satanic message. You're alone. You're all by yourself. No one's supporting you. No one's going to help you. That's a satanic message. The truth is we have incredible people supporting us. While getting Red Pill Plus, about to sell out 40% off, only 48 hours to get it, X3, all of it, in the face of incredible tyranny, not my strength, but the strength of God working through our audience and this incredible crew, we are still on air. And that snake calls in to say that we're alone and we're failing. Wow. What a pleasure to talk to you, Henry. You couldn't debate, though. You had to hang up. Sean in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've been listening to you for about 20 years. I buy all the products, and let me just say, in my opinion, HGH Max Boost is the best product you ever had, and I can't wait till you get it back. Now moving forward, you may disagree with me, but here's what I believe is going to happen, and here's the solution I also believe that will work. I know you studied warfare. If you kind of look at it from a perspective of, if you're caught in a riptide, you got to swim with the tide. You can't swim against it or you're going to lose. I believe that, the globalists are going to escalate. Every time we make a gain, they're going to escalate. I don't think we can get out of this. I don't think we can win, this thing from a standpoint of even winning of hearts and minds. So here's my solution. I believe will work. I'm a member of some groups. I hope the listeners are really paying attention. What we need to do is you need to back off from a standpoint of, focus on a small area, whether it's your community, get your storable food, get your guns and ammo, build your groups. We need about 5 million groups in this country of 5 to 10, maybe 15 people in every community. And as the globalists implement this, wait till they go kinetic. We don't want to be violent. We don't want to shoot first, but at some point they are going to go kinetic. You're going to see 15 mass shootings a day. They're going to attack grocery stores, everything you see. And when that happens, if we have 5, 6, 7 million groups of 5 to 10, tight knit people that are working together to support each other, the gentleman that called at the beginning about this app, he needs to get that done, because then these small groups all over the nation that are patriots can use that app to coordinate, and it'll be over as soon as they go kinetic. we'll get them. That's what I think we need to do. I think that's our only way out.
I'll just say this. I agree with you. We are in full war right now. And they're going to use our conscience and be nice. Let the border be open. Do what the globalists want. No, anything coming out of CNN, anything coming out of MSNBC or the New York Times is the enemy. Whatever they say, do the opposite.
I agree 100%. I think everything you and your team are doing is spot on. And I love the fact that you want to try to win this thing, without violence. But I don't think they're going to let that happen. I don't care if Trump gets back, and I don't think it matters what we do at this point. We keep doing what we're doing, but we need to have a parallel structure at the same time waiting for them to go kinetic, because it's going to go there. I don't know if it's in a month, a year, 2 years, but it's going to go there. I don't think we can avoid it.
Well, they're marking us down. They're making a list of who they're going to kill. They admit it. And, I've done my best job. I can't do it. Stop this.
I try to tell a lot of my friends, listen, you can't be a lone wolf. There's always a bigger wolf. You need a group. You have to have a group of like-minded individuals that are there to help each other. And when you know what hits the fan, we go out. We sit in front of the grocery stores. We sit around the schools. We wait for these people to engage, and we take them out before they can do anything. But we got to let them shoot first.
I appreciate your call. Andrew in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to let you know I appreciate everything you guys do, and love all the products. And at 40 years old, I take as many as I can afford every month.
Love you, brother. Wouldn't be on air without you.
I just think that we need to have a few questions answered before we can support Trump again. 2020 was the only time I ever voted, and it was for him. But since then, I just feel like we're being set up for something if they allow him to get back into office. I feel like if he wins again, it's because they want him to. And I feel like they used his last term to invigorate the left, turn your basic leftist librarian into a complete insane person. And now I feel like they're putting the decrepit, crypt keeper in to provoke us now. And then it's just going to be a never ending cycle, making us hate each other more and more. I don't know your thoughts on that.
No, I think you're right. I mean, they used Trump. He wasn't part of it consciously to energize the left to be totally whacked out. I agree with you that Trump is very polarizing. You're right.
Biden as well, I believe,
But Trump is the presumptive nominee. He's going to get it. So we have to deal with that. So how do we deal with that?
The problem is it's a lesser two evil situation. I feel like we at least need to amplify RFK as much as possible, because I feel like he's saying.
No, I'll say this. RFK is incredible. What a blessing. And it's RFK Jr. His dad got killed, a patriot, and everything he says is true. It's just incredible. RFK is amazing.
Well, I think for now we just need to withdraw as much from the system as we can while still supporting our families. We homeschool our kids. I, still work a normal job, but we need to try.
Beautiful. Thank you, Andrew. Caroline, Sam, Doug, and Wayne, and then Drew Hernandez.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.